This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. RTS-S malaria vaccine's antibody fingerprint reveals key to improve protection in African children. A post-hoc analysis of a phase 2b clinical trial published in PLOS Medicine has identified a specific antibody pattern that correlates with protection against malaria in young African children vaccinated with RTS-S-AS01. The study by Alessia Heisa and colleagues found that children who generated high immunoglobulin G, IgG, responses to two particular epitopes, NNP2 and the cross-reactive J1 epitope, had significantly reduced clinical malaria risk compared to low responders, offering a roadmap for enhancing future CSP-based vaccine designs. 735 children aged 1 to 4 years enrolled in the RTS-S Phase 2b randomized controlled trial across African sites. From modest efficacy to targeted understanding, the RTS-AS01 vaccine, recently approved for implementation in children according to the study, provides only modest and short-lived efficacy against malaria. The vaccine targets a portion of the Plasmodium falciparum circumsporozoid protein, CSP, comprising the central NAMP repeat region and C-terminal domain, as described in the PLOS Medicine research. According to Heisa et al., mechanisms of immunity and correlates of protection for the RTS-S vaccine are not well defined, hindering progress towards generating highly effective CSP-based vaccines. Understanding which specific antibodies predict protection is critical to vaccine design, as it allows researchers to identify which epitopes, the molecular regions that antibodies recognize, should be prioritized in future formulations. Epitope specificity and cross-reactivity, a mechanistic breakthrough. Using preclinical mouse vaccine studies and CSP-specific monoclonal antibodies, Heisa and colleagues initially demonstrated cross-reactivity between different CSP epitopes. The research team evaluated antibody responses to 6 peptides representing CSP epitopes in the N-terminal and central NANP repeat region. Mice immunized with the central NANP repeat region had IgG with cross-reactivity to an epitope in the N-terminal region, according to the study. Additionally, the researchers demonstrated that a single CSP-specific monoclonal antibody could display cross-reactivity to several CSP epitopes. In the Phase 2b trial conducted in young children across multiple African sites, the team measured IgG responses to 6 distinct CSP peptides. Through post-hoc analysis of antibody responses in the RTS-S Phase 2b clinical trial, the researchers found that children with high IgG responses to NANP2, the amino acid sequence ANP, and cross-reactivity to the J1 epitope, KQPAGNPDPNNPN, had a significantly reduced risk of clinical malaria compared to children with low responses, as reported in PLOS Medicine. RTS-S antibody epitope responses and malaria risk reduction in Phase 2b trial, low IgG to NANP2 plus J1 higher risk. Children with low antibody titers to both epitopes showed baseline clinical malaria incidence, high IgG to NANP2 plus J1, significantly reduced risk, cross-reactive antibody responses correlated with protection from clinical malaria. Source Heisa et al. PLOS Medicine, 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News. Implications for next-generation malaria vaccines. This mechanistic understanding represents a departure from earlier empirical approaches to vaccine development. Rather than relying solely on clinical efficacy readouts, which require large long-term trials, researchers can now use antibody epitope specificity as a rational biomarker to guide vaccine optimization. The discovery that cross-reactivity between N-terminal and central NAND repeat epitopes predicts protection suggests that vaccine formulations designed to maximize this cross-reactivity could yield improved protection profiles. The findings also highlight the importance of post-hoc immunological analysis in clinical trials. By investigating the fine specificity of antibodies beyond standard titer measurements, researchers uncovered protective patterns that initial trial design had not explicitly prioritized, demonstrating how mechanistic immunology can extract maximum value from existing trial data. Children with high IgG responses to NANP2 and cross-reactivity to the J1 epitope had significantly reduced risk of clinical malaria compared to children with low responses. Heisa et al., PLOS Medicine, 2024. Durability and breadth, the remaining challenges. While the identification of protective epitope-specific responses is encouraging, several challenges remain. The RTS-S vaccine provides only modest and short-lived efficacy against malaria, as noted in the study, suggesting that boosting strategies or formulations designed to elicit longer-lived antibody responses will be essential for sustained protection. Future vaccine designs based on this epitope specificity data could incorporate multiple CSP variants or combine RTS-S with complementary vaccine candidates targeting other parasite antigens. The ongoing implementation of RTS provides an opportunity to collect longer-term immunogenicity and efficacy data, which could inform these second-generation approaches. Key takeaways: high IgG responses to NANP2 and cross-reactive J1 epitopes on the circumsporozoid protein significantly reduced malaria risk in RTS-S vaccinated children, according to the Heise et al. Study. Cross-reactivity between N-terminal and central NANP repeat regions of CSP was demonstrated in preclinical mouse studies, suggesting that rationally designed vaccines maximizing this cross-reactive response could improve efficacy. Post-hoc immunological analysis of existing trials can reveal protective antibody patterns without requiring new clinical studies, as demonstrated by this research. The RTS-S vaccine's modest and short-lived efficacy, as described in the study, indicates that next-generation vaccines may require improved formulations and multi-antigen approaches. Frequently asked questions: what is an epitope, and why does antibody epitope specificity matter for malaria vaccines? An epitope is a short amino acid sequence on a protein that antibodies recognize and bind to. Epitope-specific antibodies are important because they determine which regions of the parasite are targeted for neutralization. Vaccines that elicit high-titer antibodies to the right epitopes are more likely to prevent infection. The RTS-S findings by Heise et al. Reveal that children with high IgG responses to specific epitopes, NANP2 and J1, had significantly reduced malaria risk in the trial. Why is cross-reactivity between epitopes significant? Cross-reactivity means a single antibody can recognize and bind to multiple related sequences. In this trial, the researchers demonstrated that antibodies against the central NANP repeat epitope also recognized the N-terminal J1 epitope, expanding immune coverage. This suggests future vaccines could be designed to amplify cross-reactive responses, potentially improving efficacy. Will these findings lead to improved malaria vaccines soon? The epitope specificity findings provide a rational roadmap for next-generation CSP-based vaccines, but vaccine development typically requires extensive testing phases. The research by Heise et al. Provides mechanistic insights that could inform future vaccine design, though translating these findings into improved vaccines will require additional research and clinical trials. The identification of specific antibody epitopes that correlate with malaria protection in RTS-S vaccinated children, as reported by Heise and colleagues, marks a significant step toward rational vaccine design. As researchers build on these immunological insights from the PLOS Medicine study, future malaria vaccines may deliver improved protection through targeted epitope-specific approaches. Source: antibody fine specificity correlates with protection from malaria for the RTS vaccine in young African children, a post-hoc analysis of a phase 2b randomized controlled trial. At context, malaria vaccine's antibody fingerprint reveals key to improved protection in African children. Description: RTS-S malaria vaccine antibody specificity linked to protection in African children. Post-hoc analysis identifies NANP2 and J1 epitopes as key immune correlates. Author type organization, name, GMJ editorial team. Publisher type organization, name, GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published, 2026-05-19. Date modified, 2026-05-19. At context is an epitope, and why does antibody epitope specificity matter for malaria vaccines? Accepted answer, at type answer, text. An epitope is a short amino acid sequence on a protein that antibodies recognize and bind to. Epitope-specific antibodies are important because they determine which regions of the parasite are targeted for neutralization. Vaccines that elicit high titer antibodies to the right epitopes are more likely to prevent infection. The RTSS findings by Heise et al. Reveal that children with high IgG responses to specific epitopes, NANP2 and J1, had significantly reduced malaria risk in the trial. At type question, name, why is cross-reactivity between epitopes significant? Accepted answer. At type answer, text. Cross-reactivity means a single antibody can recognize and bind to multiple related sequences. In this trial, the researchers demonstrated that antibodies against the central NAND repeat epitope also recognize the N-terminal J1 epitope, expanding immune coverage. This suggests future vaccines could be designed to amplify cross-reactive responses, potentially improving efficacy. At type question, name, will these findings lead to improved malaria vaccines soon? Accepted answer. At type answer, text. The epitope specificity findings provide a rational roadmap for next-generation CSP-based vaccines, but vaccine development typically requires extensive testing phases. The research by Heise et al. Provides mechanistic insights that could inform future vaccine design, though translating these findings into improved vaccines will require additional research and clinical trials.